getting to grips with the structures.
Saw.
Sucha or so. This little word is used when Anna wants to describe her headache. She says,
Jag har så ont I huvudet.
I have such a headache. If she wants to say that she has a headache, she would simply say,
Jag har ont I huvudet.
The expression literally means, I have pain in the head. If you want to complain about pain in other parts of your body, you simply use the word for that part of the body instead of the head. The Swedish word for the stomach is
magen.
So, if you have a stomachache, you say
Jag har ont I magen.
A pain in your foot?
Jag har ont I foten.
Getting to grips with the grammar. In Conversation 8, Part 1, you heard Anders explain that the pharmacy was closed.
Det är stängt.
The word for closed ends with a T, because it is an et word. If, however, you want to say that the door is closed, you say
Dörren är stängd.
Here, closed ends with a D. This is because door is an N word.
En dörr.
If you would like to say that the doors are closed, you have to add an A.
Dörrarna är stängda.
The word
stängda
is used for both N-words and et-words in the plural. Points of pronunciation. The Swedish language has some very long words in it. These words tend not to be broken up as they are in English, but are written as one long word. In this conversation, you will have noticed there's one very long word, paracetamol. Listen to the word again.
En huvudvärkstablett.
Repeat the word after you hear it again and try to stress the first and last syllable clearly. The first stressed syllable carries a long U sound and the word ends with a long T sound. The trick is to concentrate on these two stressed syllables and kind of rush through the middle bit. Have a go now. Repeat the word.
En huvudvärkstablett.
Once more for luck.
En huvudvärkstablett.
Fantastic. The more you listen to the words and the conversations and the more you repeat the words, the more easily you'll remember them and your own pronunciation will become so much better.